The 65th annual All-Native Basketball Tournament in Prince Rupert wrapped up with exciting victory for the Similkameen women's basketball team. Head coach Andrew Jeanney sat down to discuss the team's journey both on and off the court and how they overcame challenges to claim the championship title.
Andrew Jeanney, head coach, Similkameen.
Traveling over 14,000 kilometers for the tournament is a big commitment. How do you prepare for the trip and the competition?
I mean, we had some practices beforehand, but obviously when we got here was kind of when we locked in the most. But Tara's definitely in charge of the organization and stuff like that. Like, she's kind of done everything to get this team here, and all the work and the fundraising and stuff like that, all the players put into as well. So I mean, the team and Tara have done like a ton to get to this point. And then getting here, I mean, it's a week, roughly a week long tournament. So it's actually kind of cool because we stayed in the house together. So we're actually in the same spot. So it's nice because then we can watch film, we can have meetings, we can be on the same page, go over film after a game. A lot of that stuff, which is a big part of like being successful. So I think that was very helpful.
So how does traveling such a long distance impact your mindset and energy coming into the tournament?
I think a lot of them are used to traveling a lot. Most of them have been to this tournament multiple times, so I don't think it's anything new for any of them. And I mean, I've coached college basketball and we have traveled a lot. And I mean, last year we traveled to Alberta, so I mean, everybody's kind of used to it, so I don't think it's anything different or anything that's going to like hurt us or anything like that.
And what are some of the biggest challenges you expect to face during AMBT?
For the finals, I mean, obviously guarding Shen was a big focus point for us because she's a very good player. So that was a big part of our game plan, was like limiting the amount of points she can get. And then she's also a great playmaker. So everybody has to kind of be locked in, and you can't kind of fall asleep on anybody because they definitely have a good core that can kind of hurt you if you kind of fall asleep. We did the second quarter a little bit and they went on a little bit of a run. So, I mean, at halftime we talked about locking in, and we did that in the second half. We locked in the whole time. But, I mean, they're a very good team. They have some players that have played at a high level. And then other teams we play, they have some very talented players. Our semifinals played a team with amazing point guard that was super competitive, tough. So, I mean, there's a lot of great basketball players here.
Can you talk about a particular game or moment in the tournament that was a turning point for you and your girls?
I don't know if we had a turning point. We kind of gradually kept getting better throughout the tournament. I think like straight from the beginning, our players came in and they bought in defensively, and that was a strong point for us. And then as we went in the tournament, the more we played together, I mean, under me, like as a coach, obviously, because it's my first year coaching them, but I've known a lot of them for a while, so I mean, I know the type of players they are, and they definitely fit with the style play that we played, which was like up-tempo and pressing and a lot of like trapping and anticipation off the ball. So I think they got better and better as we went, and the more we were together as a group, like in the house and like watching film and having meetings and stuff like that, we just kept getting better.
So even traveling such a long distance, you had quite a large fan base here. So what does this victory mean to you personally, as well as the community you represent?
Yeah, I mean, their community is definitely very behind them. Their family, everybody on this team is family, so a lot of their aunts, parents, everybody was here to support them, and they were a big part of it. Like, they're there in the locker room before the game, they're at the house. I mean, their family is being a big part of this team, and kind of like witnessing that and being part of it was kind of cool.
This year for All Native is the inaugural Women's Master Division, which obviously is not your division, but what are your thoughts on that, knowing that once the girls are done in this division, they can move on to the next?
Yeah, I think the more opportunity for women's basketball, the better. And I mean, I watched the Women's Masters final as well. Like, it was competitive and tough. And I mean, there's some good players at that level. So, I mean, it's cool because then, I mean, I'm actually surprised that there wasn't a Women's Masters before that, because there are obviously a lot of players that want to keep playing basketball. And it's great to see a lot of women's basketball players continue to play.
So anything else you'd like to share or add at all?
I don't know. I'm just very proud of our team and how competitive and tough they were and how much they bought into defense. And I mean, they're just crazy hard workers and very talented and inspirational players. So it was fun coaching them.
Coach Andrew Genie and the Similkameen women's basketball team's victory at the 65th annual All-Native Basketball Tournament is a testament to their dedication, teamwork, and the strong support of their community. With the team's hard work paying off, the future of women's basketball continues to shine bright. For CFNR News, I'm Sabrina Spencer.